A good young priest, Father Lucio Choi. Some of you might remember him. Once we were talking on the phone and he was sharing with me how he was discouraged, and not because of his bad haircut. He was saying to me, he said, I finally know why older priests can get cynical. He said, I'm trying so hard, I give the people so much, and they don't care. And they don't respond. And I said, I know what that's like. I know, but some of you do it. And I just try to emphasize with him and then encourage him. So discouragement is a very normal part of spiritual fatherhood, and it's a normal part of parenthood. All of you would go through it. So a couple recently, they emailed me saying, our son doesn't believe in God anymore. He doesn't want to go to Mass anymore. What's going on, and what are we supposed to do? So God the Father has given us great encouragement in the second reading. The second reading is about one spiritual father, St. Paul. He's speaking, he's writing to another spiritual father, St. Timothy, and he's telling him, this is how you be a good spiritual father. Now, here's the context. St. Paul, he's in Rome right now, and he's 12 years, we estimate 12 years older than St. Timothy, and he had been training Timothy for 15 years to be a bishop. So St. Paul's in Rome, he's writing to St. Timothy in Ephesus, and St. Timothy's in charge of this Christian community, and they're in turmoil. So St. Paul is saying, don't give up. You have to be a strong holy teacher. You have to be a strong spiritual father. And we know from the scriptures that St. Timothy is very young. And he's actually reserved. So he's a young bishop. And St. Paul is saying, no, you have to be strong. You have to be loving and strong. So we're going to divide the second reading into three parts. The first part, beloved, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, St. Paul is saying, don't give up for four reasons. Number one, St. Timothy, you remember who taught you? Who taught him? We know it's St. Paul, 15 years, apprenticeship. And we know from the scriptures that St. Timothy had a Jewish mother named Eunice. She is Jewish, and then she became Christian. And then we also know the name of his grandmother, Lois. Those people taught him, okay? And number two, St. Timothy, don't get discouraged, because remember the time when you learned it? From his childhood. We know he got trained very young. And the Jewish children would start learning the Torah around 5 years old. The Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament. Number three, don't forget about the source of the teaching. What are the writings? Well, the scriptures, the Old Testament, remember? And number four, don't forget the purpose of the teaching for salvation through the faith in Jesus. So for you parents, don't forget the principles, and for me too, as a spiritual father, don't forget the principles of parenthood taught in the Bible. Now, for some of us, this is going to be new. For some of us, we already know this. Now, what is the point of parenthood? To help our kids become, to help them become saints, to help them be truly happy, because truly happy people are saints. And holy people are also happy. So this is going to resonate with our heart. Now, there are two principles of parenthood right away. They're going to give us encouragement. The first one, your parental authority comes from God. Your authority comes from God. It's not to be abused. It's to be exercised from love and with love. And so, parents, you're not your kids' friends. That might happen later when you grow up. But right now, you have authority to guide them, and that's wonderful. Number two, because we have authority over our children, we have more influence on them than they do on us. Now, I remember when I learned this as a spiritual father, as a priest, this gave me so much comfort, because I would get discouraged when some of you fall asleep during the homily. And it would bother me. And then I said, no, I have more influence on all of you than you do on me. And I'm going to use that authority for your good. So sometimes parents say, my kids are so strong-willed. No, we parents, we are stronger-willed, right? Yeah. So I've suggested to you before, use your authority, an authority of love, to bless your kids. So parents, I want to suggest that you bless your kids and you start early. Mom and dad, you make the sign of the cross on their foreheads, okay? Now, maybe they're not used to that. You don't have to force it, especially if they're older. If you can do that, or you can get the holy water at the back. This happened at the Aiden Mass. People were taking the holy water in little cups. You take that holy water home and use it to bless your kids. And if they don't like it, you do it when they're sleeping. You do it when they're not looking. Number two, all of sacred script, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that the one who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Question for all of you, what role does the Bible have in your family? Okay, so the Bible is God speaking to us. And the most important life questions are there. Who is God? Why did he make us? Where are we going? And so we want our kids to be very moral and upright and virtuous. So you have to read the best book on morality and the best book on virtue. It's providential. This morning, we have a book sale downstairs from two local Catholic bookstores, Holy Family in Langley and then St. Andrew's in Vancouver. Please, after Mass, go downstairs, buy some books for yourself and for your children. St. Paul also here, he states the goal of the scriptures of the Bible, that one who belongs to God may be proficient. The more literal translation is that they be complete or mature. Now, this is really important to remember. What's the goal? The goal. The goal is to be complete and to be mature, because sometimes we lower our standards. You know how some children sometimes complain to their parents? They'll say, "You want me to be perfect." And we say, "Yeah." Yeah, we do. Now, we're not talking about perfection in grades, because that's not the most important thing. What are we talking about? We're talking about moral and spiritual perfection. Now, we know we're all going to make mistakes. We're not going to be upset about that. What we're looking for is repentance and atonement, because that's what we parents try to do. So when we say, yes, we want our kids to be perfect, yeah, we should all be aiming for perfection, and there's mercy there. But we're going to set a very high standard. And because the goal of life is to be complete and mature, a lot of parents are switching their philosophy. A lot in the past would say, you know, when they get to teenage years, when this probably happened to a lot of us, we said, hey, when we become teenagers, it's normal to have attitude. And a lot of people are saying, it's not normal. Matthew Kelly, I love the way he says it. He says, what's normal about that? They're rude, arrogant, thoughtless, careless, self-centered, and self-absorbed. We tolerate it. That's not normal. Yeah, it's actually not normal. Now, it's normal when we're teenagers, we're looking for answers. We're changing emotionally. We're looking to understand our identity more deeply. Why does that mean we have to be thoughtless and rude? It doesn't. And it's actually insulting. When we actually see someone and we expect them to behave badly, that's an insult, because we're expecting nothing. And so one reason, don't know how much, but one reason why self-esteem of teenagers is low is because we expect nothing. We expect poor behavior. In the summer, I told some parents here, Dave and Pam, we were just talking about parenthood and spiritual fatherhood, and I said to them, in the summer when it's hot, I'm so happy that the air conditioning that comes out of those two black ducts up there, I'm so happy that it hits all of you and it cools you down, and it doesn't really cool us down here in the sanctuary. It doesn't cool me, Deacon, or the servers down, and I'm happy it doesn't. Why? Because I want our altar servers to be stronger and more virtuous. I love our altar servers. These are good young men, and I think of them as my spiritual children. I care about them, and so I want them to be challenged. Because they're good, I want them to be better. When we are servers, and this happened to me when I was 16 years old, you're tested. The test for an altar server is, can you stay motionless during the entire liturgy? And the answer is, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You have that ability. The other, can you stay kneeling on hard tile with no soft cushion for a long time? And the answer is, yes, you can. And so like a good coach, I don't want to hurt them. I'm just trying to make them better. I want to show you now a 4-minute video. It's going to give some practical tips on parenting young children, and I only show these videos when it's absolutely necessary. But considering we're really struggling as a culture, as parents, this is necessary. And notice this video really celebrates parental love and parental authority.